The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
This is day 8 of Love Now. Today's title is Love is Essential. Charles Swindoll said, "Everything minus love is nothing." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Today marks the beginning of a week-long focus on how Scripture defines love. Paul begins by showing Christians that love is critical to everything else in life. The Message beautifully paraphrases these first three verses of 1 Corinthians 13 by saying, "If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't have love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all His mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, 'Jump,' and it jumps, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't have love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love." Charles Swindoll explains the matchless value of love as the essential ingredient to a fruitful Christian life. Though it would be easy to snip 1 Corinthians 13 from its page, frame it, and hang it on our walls as a constant reminder of authentic love, we must never forget the context from which this beautiful passage emerges. Standing in the center of Paul's correction of the Corinthians' self-seeking exercise of spiritual gifts is 1 Corinthians 13. They were strutting their own giftedness out of selfish ambition rather than using their gifts for the benefit of the whole body. Through this love chapter, Paul argues that only those things done from a heart of love, that's agape, are virtuous. The impressive acts Paul lists in 13:1-3 form a hyperbole to argue from the greater to the lesser. The idea is this: even if we do works that are by all appearances miraculous, astonishing, and extreme, they ultimately amount to nothing without the key ingredient of agape love. Without the motivating presence of this kind of love, the most eloquent, impressive speech, even of angels, would sound like a cacophonous clang. Without love, our prophecies, revelations, knowledge, faith, and charity are worthless, empty shells, unworthy of praise and reward. Paul's argument is even more compelling, given these exaggerated hypothetical feats. Without love, the most eloquent speech, insightful knowledge, and sacrificial acts are useless. Therefore, love is of the utmost importance to everything else in the Christian faith. Without love, speaking in the language of angels is meaningless noise. Without love, mountain-moving faith means nothing. And without love, sacrificing everything is pointless. Love is the most vital aspect of the Christian life, surpassing all spiritual gifts, good works, faithful devotion, and sacrificial living. Here are some questions to consider. Why is it essential that Paul starts with the critical nature of love in these first three verses? Why is our fleshly nature prone to show acts of kindness that are void of love? What does this say about the need for supernatural love? How do the first three verses of chapter 13 intertwine with all of 1 Corinthians 12? May God bless you as you seek to show His agape love today.